CJWW is a proud part of the Living Skies Music Festival. That's coming up in Humboldt on June 28th and 29th. We talking a lot about that country lineup on June 29th. That is Jade Eagleson. That is Aaron Goodman. That is the Johnner Brothers. And the man that joins us in studio right now, Adam Johnson. Hey, Adam.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, man. Good to see you. For our CJWW listeners that may not know much about you, maybe talk a bit, Adam, about your style of country music.
So yeah, I started things off kind of during the pandemic. I made some good use of that downtime and put out some music and kind of a blend of country rock, more like old school rock than like not as much the hardy stuff. So that's kind of it with a lot of the kind of twang and stuff of modern country. We just try to bring like a really energetic live performance, and we like to have fun on stage. So,
hey, outside festival at Centennial Park in Humboldt. No matter what the weather is, we'll find a way to have fun, right?
Oh yeah, make sure you get there for gates because we're going to be kicking things off with a ton of fun. So,
who's one of your musical influences growing up? And
what got me into country? It was actually Kenny Chesney and Dierks Bentley were the two that like really hooked me and kind of pulled me in. And then I've gotten into everyone from like Waylon Jennings to like modern artists like Megan Roney and stuff now. So
You've been on the scene, like you said, you took advantage of the pandemic, a little downtime to own your craft. And, you've been on the scene in a few years. I already have, just a couple of years ago, won the SCMA Emerging Artist of the Year Award and been nominated for the Male Artist of the Year. It's got to feel good to get that recognition that early on in your career.
It's so crazy, like at that point, because everything was so slow coming up out of the pandemic, that it was like I just wanted to like meet people. I didn't know anyone in the industry, like I just wanted to kind of like shake hands with like my fellow artists. And to I think that was my second SCMA that I went to be nominated for everything, not everything, but getting those nominations. Yeah. And actually receiving an award was like mind-blowing. It was crazy.
So who are some of those artists, once you got a chance to get out and meet them, other fellow Saskatchewan country artists, who have you kind of latched onto, or maybe somebody lends their advice towards you or anything like that?
Oh, there's so many of them. One of the biggest people for me, Brock Andrews, was incredible. But I'm good friends with Jordan Pollard, out of playing at Humboldt as well. Braden King, I'm friends with him. We've done some shows together. But everyone in the Saskatchewan community is incredible. Like everyone from the very starting artists like I was a couple of years ago to like the Jess Moskalukes and the Hunter Brothers. Like I can't say a bad thing about any of them. They're all such great people.
Have you ever met the Johnner Brothers or played alongside Aaron Goodman or Jade Eagleson yet? Or?
So I've never done shows with any of them.
Okay.
But I met the Johnner Brothers actually when the Johnner Brothers were playing at TCU Place. I actually worked part-time as the stage door attendant. So I was chatting with them, and I've met them a handful of other times, and I know Matt quite well as well. So
you've played TCU Place before, as you mentioned, and I've talked to people that said that guy who opened up, that Adam, he's great. Like, I mean, you're winning fans, show by show, right? And you plan to do the same in Humboldt.
That's the hope. But really, I just love playing music.
Yep.
Like whether I'm at a campfire or on an amazing stage like Humboldt, it's always a blast just to strap on a guitar and play songs. So,
what do you got lined up for the summer besides end of June Living Skies Music Festival? What is your summer looking like?
We got a fair bit. We're not totally announced on everything yet, but we got some announcements coming up. The best way to follow me is either my website at adamjohnsonmusic.net, or you can follow me on social medias at adam.johnsonmusic.net.
All right. And, of course, your music we can get anywhere. We can stream music and download music. You're on all platforms, right?
Yeah, you can find me anywhere.
You have a few singles out of country radio already. Do you have a favorite, or they're all kind of a favorite in your own way?
They're all kind of a favorite in my own way, but I have two, I'd say. Middle Fingers is my current single. It's about just kind of like sometimes like this industry is really tough and kind of beats you down. And it's a song about just like carving your own path and never giving up and never backing down. So that's my favorite kind of from a personal standpoint. But I also, my favorite drinking song is Drinking with the Boys. So
and that could be the favorite come Humboldt when they hear it live at Centennial Park. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
Right on. Hey, Adam, thanks for popping in. We sure do appreciate it. And have some fun this summer playing some gigs, okay?
Oh, will do. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, Adam Johnson. He'll be on stage with the same day as the Johnner Brothers, Aaron Goodman and Jade Eagleson. That'll be June 29th, Living Skies Music Festival in Humboldt at Centennial Park.